She's walking down the aisle, another Woodbury bride. She uses Woodbury soap because it's gentle and mild, and her hands are smooth and lovable from Jergens lotion care.
It's a lotion that's preferred
by more women everywhere.
Jergens Lotion and Woodbury Soap present the Luella Parsons Show.
What famous band leader tried to end it all last night?
What glamorous star is in big income tax trouble?
What movie queen expects a marriage proposal from a British nobleman?
Luella will give you the answers and also interview Shelley Winters, who will tell you about artistic temperament in Hollywood. Brought to you transcribed by Jergens Lotion and Woodbury Facial Soap. And now your Jergens Woodbury reporter, Luella Parsons.
Hello from Hollywood to all of you, my first exclusive. Acio Pinza will be saying some enchanted evening to a new little Pinza in December. He and his wife expect their third child in time for Christmas. The population of MGM is certainly on the increase, with Lana Turner, Pinza's co-star, Esther Williams, June Allison, and Sid Cerise all on the expected list. My second exclusive. Late this year, Kirk Douglas will marry Irene Reisman McAvoy. Irene's father, oil millionaire Charles Reisman, cannot say that Kirk is marrying the beautiful Irene for her money, as he did when his other daughter, Charlene, married Helmut Dantin. Kirk has paid $150,000 per picture, which doesn't exactly put him on the breadline. Last night, police were called at the home of Charlie Burnett by his wife, who said he had swallowed sleeping pills in an attempt to end his life. She had earlier reported that he tried to shoot himself. He had come to Hollywood to try for a reconciliation, and it failed. Tomorrow, Barney Balaban, president of Paramount, will announce that Y. Frank Freeman, Paramount executive, will permanently head Paramount Production, effective July 15th. The government claims Rita Hayworth and Orson Welles owe $250,000 in back taxes. The debt was incurred when Rita was married to Welles. He claimed loss on his top play Around the World, which Uncle Sam does not agree is deductible. Through her attorneys, however, Rita will present her own case in Washington August 7th. August 6th has been set as a date for the marriage of Betty Davis's ex-husband, William Grant Sherry, to 23-year-old Marion Richards, their daughter's nurse. And there's quite a story back of it. Betty knew nothing about their romance until Marion said she was leaving to become Sherry's bride. Then Betty was furious because she had given Sherry her Laguna Beach house, and that's where the bride and groom will live. Speaking of Betty Davis, since it's been said that she's going to marry Gary Merrill, some of the theater owners have given Gary star billing and put his name in electric lights. Not bad. Dorothy L'Amour will undergo an operation tomorrow morning for an internal disorder. She was taken to the operating room Thursday, the day she returned from Europe, but the doctors decided she was not strong enough to stand surgery then. They're wishing her all the luck in the world. The two happiest people I know are Eddie Albert and Margot. After 4 years of marriage, they expect their first child in February. They're returning to Hollywood as soon as Eddie finishes his New York commitment. I received some personal information yesterday right from Tokyo when George Braxton, who is making a motion picture there, telephoned me. He said while there doesn't seem to be any hysteria over the Korean situation, the Japanese are very fearful of a communist invasion, such as happened in China. He said they all look to General MacArthur and the United States to save them. Braxton said that he had visited Japan before the war, and today people have more jobs and better pay, which they attribute to General MacArthur. The swing and sway man, Sammy Kaye, has filed suit in New York's federal court against the network, not this one, for $400,000. He claims the network swiped his idea for one of their radio shows. Helen Holmes, well known to the older generation, serial queen of the silent movies, whose Hazards of Helen made history, died last night of a heart attack at the age of 58. Helen was with the old Kalem Company, and her favorite stunt was being tied in front of an onrushing locomotive and getting saved at the last split second. Joe Frisco, who made horse racing his great love, when Lorraine McDermott, his dancing partner, married another man, may now give up the races. Lorraine was not free to get here Tuesday, and Frisco will again woo her. Frau Rommel, wife of the famous Nazi general, was visited in her home in Germany a few days ago by Nolly Johnson. Johnson, who is writing The Desert Fox, the story of General Irvin Rommel in Africa for Galvanic, was seeking factual data. There is no thought, however, of glorifying Rommel through the movies, and this I'm very glad to say. When Gussie Moran flies into New York tomorrow, she'll be minus her famous pigtails. I'll say for Gussie, there's never a dull moment with her. Last year, her lace panties were front page. I agree with some of Gussie's Hollywood friends. If she'd pay less attention to all this publicity and get down to playing tennis, she might have more chance of winning the championship. Yesterday, a package with a roll of film inside was delivered on the set of Born Yesterday to Judy Holliday from her husband, George Oppenheim, with a note saying, "I bought this for you, honey." When Judy ran the film, it showed a beautiful colonial house, interior and exterior. The last shot was of Oppenheim holding a blackboard on which was written, "It's at Monroe, New York, ready for you when you finish the picture. Hope you like it." Well, that's some husband. A little sister to Newsweek magazine called People Today, and on the same order as the successful Quick magazine, made its debut with a cover of Ava Gardner captioned Sleepy Time Gal. On the inside is an article which reviews Ava's career from the age of 4 until now. That should certainly wake up circulation. And now, Marvin Miller.
How would you like to have beautiful hands at the flick of your finger? That's how easy it is with the new Jergens Lotion Dispenser. Just press the dispenser with your fingertip, and out comes enough Jergens lotion for a soothing, smoothing application. You'll get this dispenser when you buy a 50-cent bottle of Jergens lotion. Both cost you only 45 cents plus tax.
She uses Jergens lotion. It's so perfect for hand size. Use it seven and body. Our Jergens lotion's all grand. Let your hand be smooth and lovable from Jergens lotion care.
It's the lotion that's preferred
by more women everywhere.
And here is the talk of the town.
This evening, my guest is a blazing blonde from Universal International, whose first test as a newcomer I saw in the projection room 3 years ago. I said then that girl would be a star. Well, we've heard from her plenty since that day. She's climbed from an absolute unknown to co-starring with Jimmy Stewart in Winchester 73. Her name is Shelley Winters. Greetings, Shelley. How's my good friend tonight?
Fine, Luella. You know, you don't always sweet-talk me that way.
Shelley, you're like a little girl with a curl. When you're good, you're very, very good. But when you're bad, you're a headache.
But, Luella, you've got to admit, I'm never dull coffee. With me, everything is either way down in the dumps or else it's razzle-dazzle.
Now, wait a minute, Shelley. There are a couple of questions I'd like you to answer.
Okay. What about?
Well, mostly about your being temperamental.
Well, Luella, since you've beat me over the headline so many times about it, I've brought the answer to that one with me. Although it might be a little immodest of me to admit it, I am temperamental.
Immodest?
It says in the dictionary, and I quote, "Temperament, disinclination to submit to ordinary rules or restraint, a common accompaniment of genius or artistic abilities."
Well, you certainly know your dictionary. But, Miss Genius, I shouldn't laugh at you on the subject of temperament. You've been a naughty girl and you know it. Walking out of scenes and generally blowing your top. Shelley, why do you do it?
Well, truthfully, Luella, I've learned from some of the greatest directors in this industry that acting in the movies is only good when it's absolutely real and not acting in the sense of making believe. I've yet to learn how to turn my emotions off once they get started. The incident you're referring to is the scene where I had a cry. And I cried so hard I couldn't stop, and my eyes were all swollen, and they couldn't photograph me in the next scene.
But what about the little moment on Winchester 73 when you upset a whole wagon, a team of horses, and Jimmy Stewart just to get your own way?
Well, I guess I was wrong that time, Luella. Jimmy Stewart was an absolute dreamboat about it. Did you know about that, too?
Of course I knew about it. I'm a newspaper reporter, remember? But come on, how are you going to explain this one?
Well, Luella, we started the scene, and I sat at a rather unfavorable angle to the camera, so I asked the director why I couldn't change places with Jimmy. He said Jimmy had to sit on that side of the buckboard to drive the team. I said, why can't I switch places and drive? The director said no, but Jimmy said, let's try it. So we switched. The horses took off and ran away, And then they really ran away. And we spilled over in the close-up, and I landed headfirst in the mud. And as I picked myself up, Jimmy Seward said, "Well, Shelley, did you get your best angle photograph?"
"Shelley, I'll say for you, you're always colorful. And you're such a sharp operator, you probably know it never hurt any girl at the box office to cause plenty of excitement."
"I know, Luella, but with me, it's just doing what comes naturally. Ask my father."
"I don't know your father, so I'll just ask you."
"Well, when I was 11, I decided to become an actress. I dragged my father and family away from St. Louis, Missouri to New York so I could go on the stage. When I was 20, I dragged them away from New York to Hollywood so I could go into pictures. But the payoff came the other day when I casually mentioned I'd like to make some pictures in Europe. Pop groaned and said, 'Oh, no, Shelley, I'm too old to go live in a foreign country.'"
"Well, I'll bet Farley Granger wouldn't like that any better than your dad."
"Oh, I don't know. I think Farley would have just as much fun fighting with me in Europe as in America. Luella, may I say something?"
"Well, considering that you've been so silent up to this moment, I guess you can."
"Well, seriously, I want to say to every kid who dreams of an acting career, if you really think you've got it, don't give up. Don't let anyone discourage you. I nearly died when I couldn't even get the understudy role in Barn Yesterday. But because I tried so hard for it, Garson Kanin, who wrote it, remembered me and recommended me to George Cukor, who tested me for the role in A Double Life."
"And you got the role as a test I saw 3 years ago."
"Luella, I wouldn't want this to get back to any producer. But most of us would work for nothing to be in a great picture. And when we do get a great part, we give everything that's in us. Maybe that's being temperamental."
"Shelley, I've got a surprise for you. I'm beginning to see your point. For the first time, I understand you are all the time struggling to improve your performance. And if that's temperament, maybe that's why you climbed to the top. Good night, and thank you for being here." And now here's Marvin Miller to report a very special Woodbury Deb wedding.
Lovely Patricia Dillon knew she'd be in the public eye when she married James Farley, Jr., and Pat thanked Woodbury Soap for guarding her delicate complexion. She said,
"Woodbury's gentle lather smooths my skin and keeps it free of rough, red skin burns."
Skin specialists make Woodbury Soap with a skin-smoothing ingredient found in fine face creams. Your complexion can be beautifully smooth and fresher, too, with Woodbury Care.
She's walking down the aisle, another Woodbury bride. She uses Woodbury soap because it's gentle and mild. It has a beauty cream ingredient you like, it also lasts.
Ask for Woodbury soap
and have the skin you love to touch.
And here is last minute news.
It's a boy for Jane Withers, former child star, and her husband, movie producer William Moore. It was born just an hour ago. Joan Blondell is in Santa Monica Hospital suffering with a bad sinus attack. Ruby Dee, who played Jackie Robinson's wife in his life story, and her husband, Archie Davis, well-known Negro actor, are expecting their first baby in September. The Earl of Warwick is on his way to the United States to see Paulette Goddard with marriage on his mind. It's a boy for Dick Stabile, conductor of the Martin Lewis Orchestra. He's naming the baby Martin Lewis Stabile after his comedy bosses. Early this morning, Jane Russell's brother Jamie welcomed a six-pound baby girl. Jamie is married to Pamela Novak, daughter of Eva Novak, once William Hart's leading lady. Mary Asher's husband, Thomas Wheelock, is in St. Joseph's Hospital for an emergency appendix operation. And now, Marvin Miller.
Do you know how attractive a golden suntan is against your light summer dresses? By tomorrow night, you can be a gorgeous golden color. Just stop at your favorite cosmetic counter for Woodbury's wonderful Dream Stuff in a Tropic Tan shade. Dream Stuff is a tinted foundation and powder in one handy cake. It smooths on with a puff and there's no powdery look. Dream Stuff in four glorious shades is only 49 cents plus tax.
This is the Weller Farson saying, that's all for tonight. But I'll see you next Sunday when my guest will be that popular MGM star, Esther Williams.
This program was transcribed. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
Copyright Golden AB.